السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ نحمده ونستعینه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوکل علیه ونعوذ باللہ من شرور انفسنا ومن سیئات اعمالنا، من یهده اللہ فلا مضل له ومن یضلله فلا هادی له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. مولايا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Respected علماء الكرام, respected elders and brothers, for the last few weeks, how many of us are complaining about the passage of time, that before we knew it, 2017 had begun and 2017 had come to an end, and now 2018 has begun, and already advanced in this month of January. So everybody is complaining about this passage of time. As and a matter of fact, in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان إلى آخر الحديث, that Qiyamah will not come until there is this taqarub of time. The time will just march on and time will just pass by. Going further in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illustrates this, where a year would seem to be like a month, and a month would seem to be like a week, and a week would seem to be like a day, and a day would seem to be like an hour. So this is inevitable. However, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us equally, like the warning, pertinent advice. This hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, min husni islami al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, conveys two very, very important messages. And as a matter of fact, great muhaddithin, the likes of Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi, to go into his life is virtually impossible, but to understand the words, understand the personality that said the words. He said, from the 500,000 ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I had known, when they speak about knowing the hadith, then they speak about knowing the chain of narrators, knowing the words of the hadith, the meaning of the hadith, what it conveys to an individual. I chose 4,800 in my Sunan, in his compilation, which we know as Sunan Abi Dawud. And then he said, I looked through all this and I come to the conclusion that there are four ahadith, that if a person can base his life on this, then he will be practicing on the entire deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. This personality that said this about him, ulama had stated, Musa bin Harun rahmatullah alayhi used to say that Abu Dawood was created for the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, not only was he so occupied in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but together with that expertise and the knowledge of hadith that he had, that in this dunya it seemed as though Allah Ta'ala created him for hadith. And going further, when one looked at his life, it seemed as though Allah created him for Jannat. So this is that kind of personality that speaks such words. Abdullah bin Sahal Tastari, or Sahal bin Abdullah Tastari Rahmatullah Ali, when he once met Imam Abu Dawood, he said to him, "Stick out your tongue." So Imam Abu Dawood had obliged, and then he kissed that tongue, and he said that this is the tongue that has been engaged in Qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is the caliber of person that has now broken down our deen and made it so easy for us, that if there are these four ahadith that comes into our lives, the rest of our deen becomes easy for us. Just to go through the three very, very quickly. The one is the famous hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat. Actions are judged by the intentions. That we all know with regards to it. Allah give us the reality that we put it into practice. Faqih Abu Layth Samarkandi Rahmatullah Ali had given us an example of actions that do not have ikhlas. May Allah give us all ikhlas and sincerity, purity of our niyat, that we do things only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is very easy to sway away from that and do things for people, ostentation, do things to fulfill our own nafs and our own desires. He says the likeness of a person that will stand in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is like a person that leaves his home. He has his packet or his pouch that is filled, and to him when he lifts it up, it seems to be very heavy. He takes it on the journey, and when he comes to his destination and now he wants to spend and he opens it out, he finds only pebbles in it. Perhaps that is an outdated example for us, but can you and I imagine that if we took our foreign currency and went to some foreign land, and now we pay with the first dollar bill, and the man tells us it is fake, it is a counterfeit, and he pulls it together, away apart, and it tears in between. And like that, we take the next dollar bill, and again they tell us it is counterfeit, and again it is torn apart. What will be our hashar on the day of Qiyamah? The actions that we take in front of Allah, and Allah begins to analyze all those deeds, and Allah forbid, Allah have raham upon us, those deeds one after the other Allah rejects, one after the other our tilawat of the Quran is rejected, our nawafil ibadat is rejected, our umrah after umrah is rejected. What would be our condition on the day of Qiyamah? Then he says, the next hadith, if we bring in our life, so one is ikhlas, sincerity. The second hadith, or the next hadith that we bring into our lives, is the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that al-halalu bayyinun, wal-haramu bayyin. Halal and haram has been categorized in the Shariat. There is no ambiguity with regards to that. Allah has showed us what is halal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has showed us what is haram. But in between, there are what we would term the grey areas. And if we can keep away from that, and as a matter of fact in our lives, we illustrate this all the time, that when there is a little child that is crawling, and that child begins to walk, and there is a staircase, so any responsible mother or parent or adult will make sure, forget the stairs, the child doesn't even go 10 meters near that stair. Because that is danger. And if we can live our lives like that, that this is a dangerous area, let us keep away from it, then we will remain in the itaat and obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third is to do with our ikram, our honoring another human being and another Muslim. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a person is not a mu'min until he is happy for his brother what he is happy for himself. What makes me happy to have, not to have, to do, not to do, I'm happy for my brother. So that is the third hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu, that Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullah alayhi narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fourth hadith is this hadith, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Brothers, in everything, we want to aspire for excellence. Somebody said it very beautiful. We can never be perfect, but we can aspire for excellence. In our material world, we aspire for excellence. We want excellence in our business lives. We want to do reviews on our customer service. What about the beauty and the excellence of our deen? And this is the first message that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is conveying in this hadith. To aspire for the beauty of our Islam. Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi, he was a very great wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Towards the end of his life, somebody asked him about his aspirations and his endeavors. What was that one single thing that you aspired and you endeavored for? So Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayhi responded and he said, for 40 years I aspired to perfect my salat. For 40 years I didn't perform a salat in a way where the back of someone else faced me. In other words, suffer over. However, my greatest difficulty was that, say for example, the first salat is going to start at 10 past 1 and now I am engaged in the sunnat of Zuhr. My greatest struggle was to come out of that salat so that I could make it for the first salat. So my greatest struggle was to leave my namaz, to come out of my namaz. So there was an aspiration, he aspired, he endeavored, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted it to him. May Allah grant us also that aspirations insofar as our deen is concerned. So our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveys to us this message, that if we want to beautify our deen, then tarkuhu ma la ya'ni, that a person should leave things that are termed as la ya'ni. The muhaddithin have stated that la ya'ni very simply means such things that are not beneficial to us in our material lives and in our dini lives. It's got no benefit in this dunya and it has no benefit in the hereafter. Now I wouldn't want to sit here and give you examples, but there are so many things in our lives. There are so many things in our lives that if we limit them, if we cut them out, we would find so much more time for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our ibadat. One person now lately reported to his sheikh that since I have left social media, I found the time to read 10 siparas a day. Now if you can do the multiplication, how much of time? Now I'm not making any hints towards anything. But what we, each one of us, need to introspect. The frightening thing about it, the frightening thing about it, are the words of Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah. Alamatu iradillahi ta'ala an abdihi. One of the signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turning away from a servant. أَيَّجْعَلَ الشُّغْلَهُ فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِي. That Allah makes that person's occupation such that he indulges in frivolous actions, fruitless actions, fruitless in this world also, fruitless in the hereafter. On the contrary, the good news is, look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes success, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes eternal success, the real and the true success, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. When Allah ta'ala says that certainly the believers have accomplished success, they've got it. Who are those people? One is, أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who are khashi', those who are dedicated, sincere in the salah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And those people who turn away from laghwa, those people who turn away from frivolous, useless actions and deeds, we keep away from them. Then such people have been deemed, in the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as that person who has been successful. Now that has been the determination of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A poet says it in very simple terms, اغتنم ركعتين في ظلمة الليل إذا كنت فارغا مستريحا. That there are those nights after the sun has set, we may go home, we may have our supper, our kitab reading, and we may interact with our families. But there are also those parts of the night when we find that we are absolutely free. There is now nothing between us and time. So he says at that time, seize the opportunity to at least read a 2 rakats of salat. And this is not necessarily the night, but during the day, at any time, that we find that we are free. وَإِذَا هَمَمْتَ الْخَوْضِ فِي الْبَاطِلِ فَاجْعَلْ مَكَانَهُ تَسْبِيحًا. And when you have this desire to delve into frivolous, nonsensical things, then in place of it, make a tasbih of Allah. Say Subhanallah. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, when he was asked about ilm and knowledge, what are those factors that will bring a person closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? What are those factors that will bring a person on this path of success and sirat mustaqim? What are those factors that will create between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that point of recognition? So Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said that there are 3 aspects. One is majalisul ulama, that sit in the company of the ulama. Not only the ulama, wa majalisul salihin, those who are righteous. And number 3, tark ma la ya'ni, keep away from those things that are frivolous. Keep away from those things that are fruitless. It's not going to bring you any kind of benefit in this world, nor does it bring you any benefit in the hereafter. Abstain from it. You will gain this knowledge and this marifat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just very quickly, if you look at Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi, when we read his accomplishments, and then when we look at his biography and realize that he only lived in this world for 54 years. One would imagine then that at the age of 7, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi had become hafiz of the Quran. And if we relate it in our days, many of us have taken our grandchildren or our children for the first day of school. So that is a child at the age of 7. What an achievement it would be if we have a few young ones at the age of 7 that had completed the hifz. And at the age of 10, that is around about grade 4, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh had learned the entire Mu'atta of Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. Bahat. At the age of 15 in around grade 9, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh was an accomplished scholar, an accomplished imam, giving directives and fatwa. Now, when you look at this life of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh, it should spur us as adults, as parents, that we need also not only to utilize our own time fruitfully, but even the time of our children in a fruitful manner, like the mother of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh had done. But with all this, what was the condition of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh the day he leaves this world? So it doesn't mean now we have accomplished some aspects of our deen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us some kind of knowledge. Allah ta'ala has put in within us the tawfiq to carry out certain amal. So that gives us any superiority complex within ourselves. And Allah forbid, we begin to belittle others or we think we're better than others. Look at the end of Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh. One of his students came to visit him. So he asked him, Kayfa asbahta ya Imam? O Imam, what has become of you? Imam Shafi is on his deathbed. So he responds, Asbahtu min ad-dunya rahila. Now I have come to this point of my life where I am a traveler from this world. I am now on this journey from one realm to another realm. This understanding that Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayh had, that now it is the end of all journeys and this real journey goes on. So asbahtu min ad-dunya rahila wali ikhwani mufariqa wali a'mali mulaqiya wa 'ala Allahi warida. And now the reality is this, that whilst I was in this world, I may have had some friends, I may have had some relatives, I may have even had some siblings, but now I need to bid them goodbye because I am leaving all of them. And what is the ultimate, and whom am I going to meet? Or what am I going to meet? Walil amali mulaqiya. Now I am going to meet my amal. Now I am going to meet my amal. Come back to the first hadith we discussed. Innamal amalu bin niyat. A man that spent his whole life. Wa ala Allahi warida. And now I am going to present myself to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. La adri ruhi tasiru ila al-jannah. فَوَهَنِّقُهَا. And I do not know my ruh, whether it will carry on its journey towards Jannat, so that I may congratulate this ruh. Or I do not know if this ruh is going to go to Jahannam, so that I may rebuke it. But this is the reality of this life. And this is the reality of time. That it goes on and on. Ho rahi hai umar mithal barafkam. This life, the poet Khwaja Sahab rahmatullah alayhi akins it to a block of ice. Those of you that have been in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, especially in those days when there was no freezers and no refrigeration, that person selling that ice used to come with big blocks and it begins to just melt away and melt away. Chupke chupke, rafta rafta, dam badam. Very, very stealthily. It just goes, we do not know time is moving. And very, very slowly, it just pushes itself away from us. And breath by breath, this life just goes on. So brothers and friends, this beautiful hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in implementation, it requires us to become vigilant of our time. The way we spend our time, how we can utilize it to make us better believers, how we can utilize it to make us better Muslims, how we can utilize it to create within us sifat and qualities, to create within us that beautiful akhlaq of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And let us not let this time move and march away from us, and then suddenly we see we come to the end of life and we have nothing to present in the courts of Allah. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.